follow Paul? Paul, three times in your Bible, gave his what? Testimony. And testimonies are powerful. And I love to hear people's testimony. It's very powerful. The reason I got saved, a buddy of mine shared the gospel with me that got saved 2 weeks before me. And every year I go by there and say, I love you and I appreciate you doing that with me. It means the world to me, folks. It should mean the world to you. I mean, thank God with all my heart that he saved a rotten, stinking, good-for-nothing dog like me. I deserve hell. I deserve the bottom of hell. But God's grace is sufficient. And that's the most important. And another most important thing is this Bible. I'm on the internet, and I'm so sick and tired of so-called grace believers saying this is not the Word of God. The King James Bible 16:11 is the Word of God, period. It ain't no, it might contain, and this and that. And I'm not an educated person. I'm so dumb I can't be a country boy, and I'm so dumb I can't be a city boy. I'm a county boy. I'm in the middle. But best God, I can read sixth grade English and believe this is the Word of God. And I'm so sick and tired, maybe I shouldn't even get on there. I hope they hear it. But this is the Word of God, period. The King James Bible, 16:11 King James Bible is the Word of God. And these so-called grace believers say, no, it's not. All the other versions are. The NIV is not. It's a perverted, stinking Bible. It ain't worth burning. And if you think the NIV is good, take time and read it. It's not good. It's not lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. It's taken away from you. Anyway, go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. It says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Folks, I'm not ashamed of my Lord and Savior. Paul, think about it, when in Romans 1:16, says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God. It ain't like he's ashamed to walk up to the person and share the gospel. You got to realize, Paul's saying, the man that you put on that cross, in far the eyes of the Jew, he was a murderer. He was no good. I mean, in their eyes, he was, you know, deserved to be hung on the cross. And he's saying, hey, that's my Savior that went to that cross and died. And that's why Paul's not ashamed. You know, people say, well, I'm not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. It ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about the one that they thought was incarnated. They thought, hey, that it'd be like for us today, it'd be like, Manson. You know how bad Manson is in the eyes of people. That'd be like saying, hey, that's my Savior. Well, that's the way Paul is presenting in Romans 1:16. That's my Savior that went to the cross. And folks, I'm not ashamed of Paul, the prisoner for us. Did you know he became a prisoner for us, idol worshiping Gentiles? And a lot of people miss the fellowship of the mystery, just blow it out of the water. They think the same mystery in Romans is the same as in Ephesians 3:9, and it's not. And folks, looking, go with Acts 22. And this is why he's a prisoner, people like me and you. In Acts 22. Acts 22, verse 21. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto these words, and lifted up the voice, and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And that's a lot of men that can do a way better job, and I'm not getting into all that. But folks, we're out of worshiping Gentiles that never bless Israel. And God Almighty saved people like me and you in this room. And that's why they got so mad. They said, hey, them Gentiles that bless Israel, we ain't got a problem with them. He'd always say, I'm going to turn to the Gentiles, I'm going to turn to the Gentiles, I'm going to turn to the Gentiles. But when he said, I'm going far hence unto the Gentiles, people like me and you, they threw a dust in there and said, well, way with such a man like that. And folks, Paul suffered for that. And that was a testimony. He said, be not ashamed of that. And thank God I'm not ashamed of my apostle. Thank God I'm not ashamed for him presenting the gospel in Ephesians and Colossians, like he said, for people like me and you. And people miss it, and people on the internet that are calling themselves grace believers are real embarrassed about it. I don't know why. If it wasn't for God putting him in prison and pinning that, me and you wouldn't have salvation today. And thank God for that. And I'm not ashamed of that. And I'm not ashamed of my apostle. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. And we shouldn't be. And our greatest thing we can do as believers is share our testimony. Thank God. I love the testimony last night from the other brother. I'm the world's worst at names, but I see you there. Thank God for your testimony. Thank God that you were saved from all that mess. My preacher was the same way. A Baptist preacher preached for years and never had peace. And you know what that? You know what his preacher said? Well, just pray a little harder. You just gotta have faith. But another preacher said, you know what, Brother Brian, you're on the wrong foundation. And thank God for men like that. There might be some of you today that's on the wrong foundation. foundation is Christ and him going to that cross and dying for your sins. And that's what it took. And Brian, I probably tell his testimony as good as he can. In Spruce Pines, North Carolina, he knelt down beside a bed and trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I don't get tired of hearing my brothers and sisters in Christ. When I got saved, it affected Robbie Sipes. Guess what? He wasn't saved. He was trusting being a preacher's boy. And that ain't going to work. My kids, when they get old enough, just because daddy said don't make you saved. You got to take a time to get saved yourself. And I remember Robbie saying, Alan Bradley got saved. I went to school with him. It really bothered him that an old rotten dog like me could get saved. Well, guess what? It got him under conviction. He heard the gospel, and he trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's the way it works, folks. Your testimony is powerful. Say, oh, I can't get up and speak in front of people. You can tell a person next door, hey, did you know I'm saved? Do you know why I'm saved? And tell them how you got saved. You shouldn't be ashamed of that. It's so important. I can get up here and show you the fellowship of the mystery and just educate you with all the knowledge, and that's not my job. My job is to get you to understand that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. That's the most important thing I could do. You want something deep. Something deep is saving a rotten, stinking dog like me and putting me in the body of Christ. There ain't nothing get deeper than that. So that's important. So when, I'm asking you right now, when did you trust Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Go back in your mind right now and remember that day. Say, I don't remember the date. I don't remember the date. You don't have to remember the date. You remember where you was when you trusted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I remember today, 22 years ago, like yesterday, March 11th, it was around noon, I trusted. Seeing myself as a rotten, stinking dog. Seeing myself as no better than a whore, a murderer. In my mind, I pictured me just the filth of the scum of the earth like I am. And realizing he went to that cross and did all that for me. And that's the greatest day of my life. How about you? You've heard great men up here preach way better than I could ever even think about preaching. But like Steve said, there's a lot of men can preach the gospel better, but they won't preach a better gospel. And I got the great news for you today, as Robbie was saying. I'm giving you some good news. When did you as a sinner trust Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Go back in your mind and tell me when. Say, there's never been a time. I don't care if you're a preacher here. I don't care if you're a teacher. I don't care what you call yourself. When did you trust Christ, your Lord and Savior? Has it been a time? If it's not, you're lost. And you know what keeps you from pride? Pride. Pride will put people in hell quicker than anything in the world. Pride. And you're just sorry and too scared to swallow that pride and say, Lord, I believe you went to that cross for me. I believe when you went to that cross, it's personal. When I pictured the Lord going to that cross, I seen it for me. Not for the world. Before I got saved, now I knew the historical facts. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I think Robbie, I've heard so many preachers, you sort of put them all together like, did he say that or he said that or what? But go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declared unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherewith you stand, by which also you are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. There's a lot of people believing in vain. They got historical facts in their head and rightly divide the word of truth, but there's never been a time when that, hey, he did that for me. Jesus Christ personally went to that cross for me. And it says right here, by which also you are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The gospel's so simple. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You're right here at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and this is our job, folks. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. It says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors, folks. We're ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ that be you reconciled to God. For he, that which is God, have made what? Him, that's Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He's talking about God's mad at the world. I got news for you. God poured out his wrath on his son. He took my place. Whatever you are, if you're a liar, Jesus Christ went on that cross, became a liar. If you're a whore, become a whore. Homosexual, whatever you are, Jesus Christ took that sin upon himself. And you today can trust in that finished work and be saved. everything. I'm like old Jerry. He said, I've been everything under the sun but a homosexual. And that's me. I've probably done every sin there is but that. But Jesus Christ became that for me and died for me. And folks, your problem right now is you never seen yourself as a sinner. That's the problem. You got so much pride saying, I'm a pretty decent guy. Well, good boys or good girls, like I say, well, back where I'm from, the South, good old boys, there's a lot of good old boys in hell today. And good old gals and good old kids or whatever you want to call are in hell today. You can trust in that finished work of Christ and be saved. That's so important. It's so wonderful. And Paul, like I said, three times gave his testimony. And we're going to read it, and I'm going to call it quits. I know we're running behind. Everybody's got to get where they got to go. Go to Acts chapter 26. In Acts chapter 26, Paul three times gives his testimony. And the only person I know that gives their testimony written of salvation is Paul. Because Peter didn't even wait until the second coming to be saved. Paul wrote it down three times in this Bible. And let's go to Acts chapter 26. Verse 13, and this is his testimony. At midday, O king, I saw in the way of light from heaven, above the bright and the sunny shining around about me, and then which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in a Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, and make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and those things which I will appear unto thee. And it said, Deliver thee from the people and from the Gentiles, and to whom all I send thee, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and the inheritance among which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them Damascus and Jerusalem throughout all the coast. And here he says, Paul, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. Folks, I'm persuading you today. Trust Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and be a Christian. That's the only thing I could recommend you to do today. And how would you like to be King Agrippa, spending eternity in hell forever and ever and ever burning, when Paul presented that gospel so clearly? He said, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. Folks, I don't want you to die and go to hell. If I could crawl in here on my knees and beg you to trust Christ, your Lord and Savior, I would do it. But please, before you leave this place, trust Christ, your Lord and Savior. My wife got saved at home. She heard the gospel in 1999 and trusted Christ, your Lord and Savior. You don't have to be at church. This is a church. The body of Christ is a church. You can be saved here, in your car, or wherever. But don't go to sleep tonight lost, because you don't know. Me and my wife was coming down the road to get here. A nut flew by us, hit the car, and spun straight for us. And then he cut the wheel again and went off. I mean, we could be in eternity, but you know what? Me and my wife saved. I can sleep good tonight. I can go be with the Lord anytime I want to and ain't got to worry about it, because I know this old rotten, stinking rascal's saved. How about you? Are you saved? And if you're not, trust Christ, your Lord and Savior. Thank you.